At his White House news conference yesterday, President Bush offered praise for an Iranian TV operation that's based in Los Angeles, but sending TV programs over there.
Interestingly enough, there's a TV station that I think people have read about that's broadcast out of L.A. by one of our citizens. He or she has footed the bill. It's widely watched. The people of Iran are interested in freedom, and we stand by their side.
The president was talking about a diplomatic scuffle with Iran's government, which is jamming these private television broadcasts to Iran. From Tehran, Roxana Siberi looks at what effect this jamming is having on the dissident movement.
Ending dispute over how to divide the sea.
Television these days doesn't inspire Fatima like it used to.
We used to listen to real news on NITV and Radio Farda. We like to watch the Pars and Azadi channels. They tell the real news about what happens in Iran, news that should be broadcasted by Iran State TV itself, but isn't.
Since early July, Fatima has not been able to watch her favorite Persian language TV programs beamed by satellite from the U.S. to her country of Iran. The broadcasts are political hot potatoes here in Iran. Many of the shows called for viewers to rise up against the ruling Islamic regime. Fatima took down her illegal satellite dish a few days ago after she heard the regime was handing out hefty fines to people who own them. But even if she hadn't done so, the political programs she likes would not air in her living room because the signals are being blocked. The jamming began just before the fourth anniversary of large student uprisings and comes just after student-led rallies in June. Washington has accused Iran and Cuba of collaborating to jam the broadcasts by emitting a rogue signal from inside or around Havana. It's a charge Cuba has denied, and one Iran's government spokesman, Abdullah Ramazanzadeh, says he doesn't know anything about.
I don't have any special information about it. I haven't investigated this issue, and no discussion has been raised in the cabinet about this.
The broadcasts had helped bring some unity to Iranians pushing for change, who have been largely unorganized and leaderless. Now the jamming is provoking various reactions, frustrating some, like Fatimeh. But the 50-year-old Tehrani says even without the broadcasts, voices of opposition can come together.
Nowadays, people can speak a little more frankly and openly. We are speaking to one another about our dissatisfaction in the shops, on the streets, and so on. Some people will listen to us and will tell other people. In this way, our speech will spread among the people until it reaches to the youth. Young people have computers, and they are well informed.
Her 22-year-old son agrees.
I read the news from different newspapers every day. They want to assume that satellite TV was the major cause for bringing people to the streets in June for America's benefit. But it is a lie, because at first people protested, and then the satellite just brought the voices of the people together.
Other Iranians agree the jamming has not thwarted their push for reforms, only because they did not watch the programs in the first place. It's hard to tell how many Iranians have satellite TV, which is illegal for most people here. Some analysts say in Tehran, more than 20% have access, but in smaller cities, the number is much lower. Mojdeh, another woman from Tehran, says even if she had access to the broadcasts, she wouldn't watch them.
Of course I accept that Iran has a special situation and freedom is limited here. But it is not as Western and foreign countries describe it. They just talk about Iran in exaggerated terms. The satellite broadcasters just sit there and tell Iranians to do this or that. Come to the street and be killed for us because we want to come back. I don't believe in these programs.
Indeed, some analysts say Iranians pressing for change are motivated less by the U.S.-based broadcasts and more by dissatisfaction with issues like a deteriorating economy, the violation of human rights, and the failure of the reform process to bring about meaningful change. Hossein Hafezian, an Iranian researcher of Middle Eastern studies, says the jamming is a sign of hardliners' efforts to curtail the flow of information to the people and to blame outsiders for recent protests.
They will think that this political system even doesn't allow them to watch their desired TV channels and deprive them from their basic human rights.
He says the main effect of the jamming is to intensify the disillusionment and dissatisfaction of many Iranians. I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.